Section 27. Thou beholdest, O my God, the day star of thy word shining above the horizon of thy prison city. Inasmuch as within its walls, he who is the manifestation of thyself and the day spring of the light of thy unity hath raised his voice and uttered thy praise. The fragrances of thy love have thereby been wafted over thy cities and have encompassed all the dwellers of thy realm. Since thou hast revealed thy grace, O my God, deter not thy servants from directing their eyes towards it. Consider not, O my God, their estate and their concerns and their works. Consider the greatness of thy glory and the plenteousness of thy gifts, and the power of thy might and the excellence of thy favours. I swear by thy glory, wert thou to look upon them with the eye of justice, all would deserve thy wrath and the rod of thine anger. Hold thou thy creatures, O my God, with the hands of thy grace, and make thou known unto them what is best for them of all the things that have been created in the kingdom of thine invention. We testify, O my God, that thou art God, and that there is no God besides thee. From eternity thou hast existed with none to equal or rival thee, and wilt abide for ever the same. I beseech thee, by the eyes which see thee established upon the throne of unity and the seat of oneness, to aid all them that love thee by thy most great name, and to lift them up into such heights that they will testify with their own beings and with their tongues that thou art God alone, the incomparable, the one, the ever-abiding. Thou hast at no time any peer or partner. Thou, in truth, art the all-glorious, the almighty, whose help is implored by all men.